Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Royce Talks Radio. Royce Gomez is co-author of Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life. Follow Royce on Twitter at Royce Gomez.
Welcome to this episode of Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, where we celebrate champions in life and business. Although your story may not be like my guest, each guest on Thrive has gone from adversity to victory. Today, my guest story is from a young girl that has accomplished many things in her few years, and I am looking forward to sharing her with you. First, let me introduce myself. I am your host, Royce Gomez, author of 3 books, 7 Beautiful Weeks, The Love Affair That Wasn't Meant to Last, The Spontaneous Journey, and Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dreams, Love Your Life, which became an international bestseller in 3 countries. I also publish on several online platforms. My guest today is Brooke Washer. She has been singing her entire life, and she has become a renowned songwriter and guitarist. She has received callbacks from The Voice, America's Got Talent, and American Idol. As a college student, she works hard to continue her musical career. She is truly inspiring for such a young woman, and I know that this last weekend, over July 4th, she was asked to perform at Ron John's Surf Shop. And so I'm looking forward to introducing her to you, and maybe we can even get her to sing a song. So, Brooke, welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You and I met last year at Gulf Coast Jam when we were standing in line after a thunderstorm, and you were just, you made such an impression on me.
You've had such an
accomplished career. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I remember that. It was pouring outside and I had everybody evacuate the premise and everything. So,
yeah. So let's start off by sharing. I'm sure that everybody thinks that singers and songwriters experience overnight success, but that journey does not happen overnight. You've obviously gone through some adversity. And you had to overcome some health challenges, too, if I remember correctly. So let's start with a few of those challenges. Go ahead and share with us what you've had to overcome.
Whenever I was, I believe I was 17, it was back in 2014, and that whole year was just kind of, you know, like trials and tribulations and everything. And I think it started around like June, and it was actually whenever I had just gotten back from my first callback with The Voice in New Orleans. And I no sooner got home and I was in the hospital, and like actually I was in the hospital 3 times within a period of 6 months, and my grandmother had passed away. So it just wasn't, it wasn't easy at all. And they actually had thought that I had leukemia. So it was really like depressing and everything, just because I, you know, I was in the hospital. I didn't have my guitar. I couldn't sing. I couldn't make videos or anything. But luckily, it was just a blood disorder, and they had diagnosed me and everything wrong, because they had never officially diagnosed me with leukemia or anything. But it was just really scary, just because nothing, you know, like I had always like occasionally had a few bumps in the road and been sick and stuff, but I never physically or never had any like problems with my blood and stuff until they started checking me, and they were like, hey, this is, you know, this is an issue, but I'm okay now, and I've been playing a lot of shows lately. So, but yeah, like you said, it's not an overnight thing. A lot of people think, you know, that it's like right at your fingertips and that you just wake up one day and you're like an overnight sensation, but you know, it doesn't happen for a lot of us like that. It takes definitely like a lot of time and effort put into it. And I've been making YouTube videos and stuff since I was probably like 12, 13 years old. So, and I'm 19 now, so you can tell how long it's been.
Mm-hmm. So you were making YouTube videos and writing music from the age of 12 or maybe even earlier for the writing and playing guitar. How did you happen to balance school and friends and chores and Or did you get a free pass out at yours maybe because your mom thought you were doing something awesome?
I mean, I'm an only child, so, I mean, like, I still help. I mean, I help as much as I possibly can around the house and stuff. I just kind of, you know, like, do my side of the house and, you know, like, whatever to please my parents. But I guess for school and stuff, that was the main part. School has always, it's always come pretty easily and stuff to me. But what was really an eye-opener was my senior year when I was 17, you know, like when all that stuff was going on in the hospital, I actually had to graduate early because I could not balance a full course load with also college classes and stuff and then also being in the hospital. Like I had to end up doing online school and I graduated and had to walk the stage 6 months after, you know, with everybody. So It was okay though, but it definitely, I think it took out of, you know, some of the fun out of my senior year.
I'm sure there are some young girls that can relate to that, especially those trying to be in acting or music. Can you give us a little bit more detail about your senior year and how that robbed you of, you know, the quote normal experience?
I would probably say just like my senior year started off because I was also in a relationship and it was kind of like my first love and everything too. So I think that was also another thing whenever it was hard to balance because I was stressed out because I couldn't see my boyfriend, you know, like I was so confined to this little hospital room and, you know, I could only talk to so many people and I had to take all of my finals early. And I mean, I still got to go to prom and everything, which was a couple months after I, you know, had gotten out of the hospital. But I think, you know, it just was very unfortunate just because, you know, like you want to be able to be there your senior year and go to all the different games and, you know, just socialize because everybody's about to start their lives and, you know, go to college and move away and stuff. But I mean, for the most part, in a way, you know, everything, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I don't think I would change a thing of why it happened. And, you know, I try not to question, like, why it was me because things could be a lot worse. But, you know, like, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, so when you were 12 and you start writing and you start singing and recording YouTube videos, you know, a lot of young children have dreams of being stars when they grow up, but what was going through your mind as you were doing that?
Well, just like I tell anybody else, whenever I was probably about 2-3 years old, like you could ask me and like what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I would always say the same thing. I'd be like a rock star, a singer, you know, something along those lines. And you know, I've just been kind of trying to fulfill that dream since. And like you said, whenever I was about 12 is pretty much whenever I started writing songs. I wrote my first real song at 12 and also recorded it at 14. But it, you know, I think what was going through my mind is that was also the time when, like, Justin Bieber, you know, like, he was blowing up on YouTube and he was like the next, you know, like YouTube sensation and stuff. So like, I guess that's kind of what I was trying to do, but I mean, that obviously didn't happen overnight. Like we were just talking about, but I think it definitely helped and stuff. And I was just trying to like overload my YouTube and I was just sitting in my bedroom. Like I was this little 12-year-old girl with my guitar in my hands and like singing like Taylor Swift songs and just like, you know, stuff that I thought was inspiring to me because, you know, like I thought Taylor Swift played a really big role in my music just because I really liked that she could write her own songs and I really looked up to her because she was an awesome role model and she still is, you know. And but whenever I was younger, I think whenever I would write a song, like I think I wrote my first song was called You Know, and it was about like this boy that I really, really liked. And then I found out that, you know, he liked somebody else and it just wasn't like going the way I had planned. So, but I was really, really young, like I had said. So, but I think for the most part, I was just trying to get my name out there and, you know, just find people that had the same interest as me too. so.
Yeah, now you said you had inspiration from Taylor Swift and you watched Justin Bieber climb from an unknown to his rise to fame.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it like for your parents as they watched this young girl who wanted to be a star, and they know, like everyone else wants to be a star, that doesn't always happen? And were they supportive, or did they try to tell you it may or may not happen, but always enjoy music? But what was their message to you as you were 12, 13?
I would say, if anything, more than anything, it was probably like a constructive criticism, just because whenever I was younger, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, my parents have both been very, very overly supportive, and they have been very, you know, like, just, they've backed me 110% the entire way. But I think when I was younger, they didn't really, I guess, know how to take it, just because, I mean, think about it, you know, like, if that was your kid and they're, like, only, like, you know, 12 years old, you know, of course, like, people between 12 and in their 20s still, you know, can't make up their mind what they want to do. So I think they finally realized that I was serious about it whenever that, like, I would actually, like, practice guitar in my room. And so, like, my fingers would bleed, and, like, I would sing, and I would stay up, like, all hours of the night, like, trying to make a perfect video. And I think whenever I started receiving callbacks, that was a big eye-opener to them, because a lot of people don't realize, like, shows and stuff like The Voice and America's Got Talent and American Idol, they all have a lot of different rounds that you have to go through before you actually make it to the celebrity judges. And so basically whenever I would receive a callback, it would just be a producer contacting me from YouTube, be like, hey, can you make it to this location? We really, like, you know, like, we think you'd be, you know, a good asset for our show and stuff. So yeah, I think that's whenever my parents finally were like, okay, you know, like, maybe this could actually happen. And that's whenever, you know, we started traveling a lot, and it was a fun experience though. And, you know, it's still, like, in the making right now. Like, I'm still traveling, and I haven't had a callback though since last summer, I believe. But like I said, you know, like, I'm going to college and stuff, and I was going to try and go to Belmont University in Tennessee, but some stuff had popped up. So right now I'm actually transferring to Georgia Southern University this fall. I'll be there next month, but they actually have a pretty big country music scene up there. So I'm excited.
Excellent. So tell us what that process was like for one of the shows, and which show are you sharing with us?
So I guess I should talk about The Voice, just because for that one, I had, it's like, so many different rounds of auditions for. So for The Voice, you have about 3 rounds of auditions, and I had made 2 out of 3 of those rounds. Basically what it is whenever they reached out to me, they were like, hey, we are, you know, like, the talent search company that goes out and scouts people that they think would be, you know, like, good for the show. So I said, okay. So my first audition was in New Orleans. I was 17, and I kind of didn't know what to expect, you know. They send you to a private location. It's completely dark in the room. Like, you can't tell anybody where you are. Like, you can tell people, like, hey, I'm in New Orleans, but you can't disclose the address to anybody. And I got in there, and I sang, I'm trying to think what I was saying. I think I sang Whatever She's Got by David Nail. And I'm pretty sure I sang that song just because whenever, you know, we were talking about the overnight thing, literally, that was the only song that ever kind of took over overnight. Within, like, a week, I think I had, like I think pretty much, like, 10,000 views on YouTube. And now it has, I think, almost 70,000 views. So, but, yeah, that song really took off. And that's how they found me, was just because of that song. You know, I think they liked that I took it, and, you know, it was a cover, but I made it into my own. But, anyways, so when we get in there, I sang, and you literally can't see anybody. Like, you stand on a red taped X on the ground. You have to look at the camera. You have to read, like, tell your name, how old you are, where you're from. And I remember just being so nervous. And, like, I never get nervous, you know. I mean, especially now, I don't get nervous just because I've had so much, you know, experience performing. But I never really ended up having gigs of my own and shows of my own up until this year. And, you know, one thing that they had said whenever the reason I did not make it after that round was just because they said that I needed to work on my confidence level. And I think with confidence, you know, like, I think that's always a huge thing for anybody, not even just like young girls and stuff, but I was just kind of intimidated. I didn't know what to expect, you know? And so, like, you know, it kind of gradually just prepared me each time that I went back to be more prepared and confident, you know? And whenever they say confidence, it doesn't even mean like confidence in like how you look and stuff, you know? It's like kind of just as a whole of everything, you know, like performing in front of people confident wise, you know, like if you mess up, like, did you make it obvious and stuff like that. But I think for the most part, it was a really great experience. And actually, the producer had even said to me, he said, we don't ever do this, but we want to see you back. So we will contact you for like the next season. And sure enough, they did. And I actually drove out to Atlanta, Georgia, and had another audition. So it was a really overall great experience.
Yeah, you mentioned two things that no matter what age we are, you can learn from. And you said confidence just doesn't apply when you're young. And that's so true. Every guest on my show has talked about how they've had to gain self-confidence. And it comes from inside.
Absolutely.
So I love that you mentioned that. Yeah. The other thing that you mentioned that really resonates with me and with women of all ages is that you took something away from that learning experience. You did not make it in front of the main judges on the show, but you learned from it, and it was a valuable experience. And we have to take that and use those as life lessons, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think a big part of it is whenever, you know, like if you get knocked down, you know, you just got to stand right back up. Like, it's not the end of the world. And I think I was really discouraged whenever, like, because I talk about it now, I'm like, oh, no, I was fine, you know, like, no, I think I cried about it a little bit, but, you know, like, you just kind of have to suck it up. And, you know, I was very fortunate that they even wanted me back, so you just kind of have to see the positives in that. And it was really good, though, that I got constructive criticism, especially from a professional. Like, those were, you know, producers that actually put the show on and make it happen, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I imagine it was disappointing, but you took away the right lessons from it, it sounds like. And I would love to ask you to sing just a piece of whatever she's got, maybe a chorus or something, for just a moment. Would
yeah,
you mind
absolutely,
doing that?
Of course. Okay, I'll go ahead right now. So okay. I'll go ahead and re-announce, like, it's called Whatever She's Got by David Nail. So here we go. She got the blue jeans painted on tight. Everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the moving. She's never the same. Yeah, she's sunny, warm, and then she's pouring down, raining. She'll do whatever she wants and when she knows every jaw's gonna drop. And I do, but I don't want her to stop. I want whatever she's got. Oh, I love that song.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank
you.
You
know, I have to tell our audience that everything that we do here on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, is totally unscripted. You didn't know I was going to ask you that. I will give you some warning. I'd love to have you in the last few minutes sing one of your originals. So think on that for a moment while I thank our sponsors that make this show possible. And I'll give you a little warning to prep for that here in a few minutes after we chat a little bit more. So let me thank our first sponsor. My first sponsor is Reinvent at Sea, and I am so excited to invite my guests and audience to attend the Reinvention Retreat happening March 2nd through 6th of 2017. I have personally attended this retreat, going away for a long weekend to beautiful Cozumel on Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas, and it changed my life. It set me on my journey as an author and a thought leader promoting women's choice to thrive. You'll spend four glorious nights at sea discovering your passions, as Brooke knows her passion is singing, and you'll create the best life for you. Mention you heard about this cruise on my show and save an extra $50 on your retreat fee. Visit reinventatsea.com or call Kathleen at 407-951-8485. Act now and ask for the Royce Special. Rates are $749 for an ocean view cabin or $939 for a balcony. That rate includes your retreat fee, cabin, taxes, and all your gratuities. So again, go to reinventatsea.com and choose your cabin. My second sponsor I'd love to thank is professional coach Jamie Dodd. Jamie is a certified professional coach. She's had the opportunity to work with women that have encountered obstacles in both their private and professional lives. She brings a very unique and often specialized perspective to working with her clients. She helps you find your me and lead you into business ownership in a world that's dominated by men. Even being featured in an article in the July issue of Ratchet and Wrench, she has found success in a man's world by empowering herself to take back the control that eating disorders tried to rob from her. Jamie is now successful in empowering other professional women to achieve their definition of success by overcoming their past and achieving the dreams of their future. If you're ready to overcome your limiting beliefs, escape the cycle of I can't, and live in full abundance, give Jamie a call at 719-761-9363 or visit her website, theliveabundantlycoach.com. Thanks so much to my sponsors for sponsoring Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. And now we'll continue our conversation with Brooke Washer. She is a country music phenomenon, up and coming, and has so much talent and passion for music. So let's continue. Brooke, when you and I met, you just exuded confidence. We're standing after a pouring rain shower, and you mentioned... Actually, you introduced yourself. Hi, I'm Brooke, the number one country music singer in Panama City Beach, Florida. I mean, that just took so much confidence. And to be number one at your age, tell me some of the fun things that have happened to you in and around Panama City Beach and what you've been invited to do.
Actually, what's really funny that you say that is last night I was out with some friends for 4th of July, and it was kind of last minute, and we went over to this place called the Tiki Bar, and there was this one girl, and we kept making eye contact, and my friend, finally, when we were, like, on the dance floor and stuff, she was like, oh my gosh, did you just hear what she just said? And I was like, no, like, what did she say? And she was like, oh, that's Brooke Washer. She's famous. And I was like, what? Like, because I'm not famous. I don't like to think I don't at least call myself famous. I mean, I think I'm well known for such a small area, but this girl wasn't even from here. And sure enough, right after my friend JoJo had said that to me, the girl came right up to me and she like hugged me and she was like, oh my gosh. She was like, I follow you like on your social media and stuff. And she was like, I actually went to high school with someone you were friends with. And she was like, I can't believe, like, I'm meeting you right now. Like, you're such an awesome singer. And, like, it was just cool. Like, I love when people, you know, come up to me and stuff. And I think it's really awesome. And I actually, after Gulf Coast Jam, they had another show called Spring Jam. And that was back in April. And I was lucky enough to be able to meet Kelsey Ballerini. And I absolutely love her. Like, she is so... Like, she's such a beautiful person inside and out, and even just talking to her, I got to give her, like, my business card and everything, and, you know, like, I haven't been contacted or anything like that, but just still the whole, like, overall experience, I sat there and we talked, you know, because the way that came about is I actually commented on I think it was one of her Instagram pictures, and I was like, oh, can't wait to see you tonight, blah, 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 like, you know, like, we have front row seats and stuff. And somebody had privately messaged me out of nowhere. It was a complete stranger. And she was like, hey, like, are you going to, like, meet her? And I was like, no, like, I didn't know, like, they had meet and greets and stuff. And she was like, well, would you like to? And I guess she had something also, like, something going on that had to do, like, if, like, you're a part of her fan club. And so I went ahead and I signed up real quick for her fan club, and I was able to meet her and everything. And whenever I got there, I think I cried in front of her, and I never cry in front of people, but, like, in front of her, I think it was just because I was, like, not so much, like, starstruck, but just because, like, she had started crying too, because we were talking about, like, different stuff and how we can both relate to everything. And we were talking about music, and she was like, I want the same thing just as you. Like, we want the same dreams and stuff. And it was just really awesome. Like, I've really gotten to meet some really cool people, and especially even just, you know, at small events and venues of singing national anthems just for, you know, huge events. Like, there was one here, it's like Making Strides for Breast Cancer, and I sang that like 3 years in a row, the national anthem, and I was really glad to be a part of that, just because my grandmother, she had actually passed away from lymphoma and breast cancer, and it really kind of hits home, that kind of stuff. So it was really fun to be able to be a part of that and sing. And I think it's really fun whenever we went to Nashville too, because I met so many different people, and it's just, I love Nashville. It's such a melting pot of everybody who wants the same thing. And I definitely feel like I'm going to have to make the move there after I graduate from Georgia Southern. But I think overall,
yeah, I love, like, Nashville.
I think overall,
I love Nashville,
like, just,
too.
Mm-hmm, it's beautiful. But overall, I think it's just whenever you have, like, either a talent or, you know, like you said, like, if a young girl wants to be, like, aspires to be an actress or a model, I think, you know, like, you just kind of have to surround yourself and meet people. Like, you can't be afraid to put yourself out there, I guess is what I'm saying, you know, and you have to take risks and, you know, and take every opportunity that comes up, so.
Awesome tips. Yeah, I love the music business, and I'm not talented like you are, and can't sing, as you'll close us out
Aww.
With a song here in a moment, but I did go to Music Biz 2016 this year, and love the music scene at Panama City Beach and the Songwriters Fest, and so much talent, and I just gain energy from being around that and working with some of the people in the music business, writing content for them. So I get to be a part of it in other ways. And I just enjoy the talent. So as we have about 2 minutes here, can you sing a piece of one of your original songs and tell us what it's called,
for
please?
Sure. So this song is called So Right, and I wrote it actually last summer. I want to say last July, so I think it's been a good year. And it was actually about a boy that I'm actually about to be going to school with at Georgia Southern, but he already knows this about him. I already told him, and just a little disclaimer. But some of it is true, and some of it is kind of made up, so I'll leave that to you guys to decide if you think what's true and what's not true. So, but it's called So Right, and I'll sing some of the first verse in the chorus.
We're sitting on your tailgate when we first found love. It was the summer of 18, we were wild and young. Then you pulled out that old guitar, watching me dance under the stars, thinking that blue eye bores you so hard. And you were like, come here, girl, come a little closer. Let me steal a kiss before the night is over. It's only 2 a.m. in county. And I was taking it all in, like the tan on your skin in the full moon high above. Hanging in the sky, it was our only light. And I never felt something so right. Boy, this feels so right.
Wonderful.
Some of that song was true and some of it wasn't. But I kind of, whenever I was writing it, I kind of made it as what I wish would have happened versus what kind of did. But it all kind of seemed to fit together. So.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me today, Brooke, and thanks for being on my show. I wish you much success and hope you remember me as you continue to climb.
Oh, absolutely.